Good evening from London. If you are listening from any of our websites, this is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. This is a continuation from Biafra Land. We cannot afford not to broadcast this evening. My name is Richard Mefo. We are reaching you from London. If you are on Radio Biafra platform or on Albia World platform, these are all one and the same sister radio stations. Tell your friends and all men and women of goodwill, all of us of freedom and justice from around the world, that Radio Biafra live broadcast is still on and we cannot just abandon it. No matter what the epileptic network from Biafra land is, this is the PM edition. This is the second segment for the day and we are welcoming you from wherever you are listening. Without prolonging the protocols, the numbers we have here from London are +447 44 810 9411, +447 44 810 9411. On the alternative, you can call +447 405 964146, +447 405 964146. We also have a Skype line available here. The ID is Radio Biafra, all one word. That is when our lines are open and if you are in position to call. Otherwise, we will continue to do justice to the evening's edition of the program. Once again, this is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast and this is the PM edition for this day, the 9th of February 2015. We are live. This is not a repeat broadcast. We are live because of the epileptic network in Biafra land, where the director of Radio Biafra and indeed the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra and the commander of all Biafran forces, Nnamdi Kanu, was doing justice to the day's proceeding. Because we cannot continue, we will, of course, take it from there and, of course, complete the program from London. And so, if you are doubting, this is Radio Biafra, and it is 17 minutes past 9 p.m. here in London, and it should be 17 minutes past 10 p.m. in Biafra land, and in different parts of the world, it should be 17 minutes past or 18 minutes past, whatever time it is. Once again, this is your platform, and we are here to do justice to the day's edition of the program, irrespective of whatever obstacle is on our way. We must come to you. And without wasting much time, we will go into reading the news headlines, and we do as much as we can to do analysis wherever possible. We're reporting that the British government, of course, the architect of Nigeria fraudulent enterprise, is not happy with the pole shift. Nigeria's pole shift, a cause for concern for the United Kingdom. Nigeria's pole shift is a cause for concern for the British government. And the president of the zoo called Nigeria, President Goodluck Jonathan, has said, my first term in office will not exceed May the 29th. My first term in office will not exceed May the 29th, says Goodluck Jonathan. And the chief sponsor of Boko Haram and the presidential candidate of the political arm of Boko Haram, APC, General Muhammad Buhari, has said that INEC has been gravely compromised and then called for calm. We should have expected them. We are expecting them to go on the streets as they promised, because they said that if INEC shifted the election, that they will go on street. Courtesy of the head of the campaign organization, Rotimi Amaechi of River State, the basket mouth from River State. We had expected them to go on the streets, but they are now appealing for calm. And according to the Nigeria's military sources, the army has foiled terrorist attack in Dambua in Borno State. Military foils terrorist attack on Dambua in Borno. And in related development, Jonathan says handover date is sacrosanct as U.S. decries post-postponement. Jonathan says handover date is sacrosanct as United States decries post-postponement. And the PDP charges INEC to probe discriminatory issuance of PVCs to non-indigents in Lagos orders. PDP charges INEC to probe discriminatory issuance of PVCs to non-indigents in Lagos and others. And you ask yourself, who are these non-indigents? Of course, they are the Igbo Lagosians. Those who say that they are Lagosians, that they have gone to Lagos, that Lagos belong to them. Well, we are telling them that there are those who own Lagos. Somebody is, of course, the owner of Lagos. The Igbos do not own Lagos, contrary to the warped perception that some people who are, of course, demented are putting forward. You also have it that there are Igbos vying for governorship election in Lagos. And I tell you, they are getting the surprises and the treatment of their lives. Mamula mwa butago no wano. Oma bazuko na funi ozo na mado no. So somo ngula ngo. And Boko Haram attacks Yobe barracks and Nigerian village. Not Nigerian village, Nigerian village, which is Niger, a village in Niger. Still with reference to the poll postponement, the election postponement, United Kingdom, United States, Buhari, Ariwa Consultative Forum condemned poll delay. United States, United Kingdom, Buhari, and Ariwa Consultative Forum condemned poll delay. And say, as a consequence of the poll delay, Jonathan's campaign billboard burnt in Abuja. Jonathan's campaign billboard has been burnt, set ablaze in Abuja as a result of the postponement of the election date. Uh-huh. And the simple shift divide federal lawmakers. The simple shift divide federal lawmakers. We are reading out these things, of course, to tell you how the zoo called Nigeria is drifting into abyss. And of course, we are learning some lessons, and we are urging our people, those who have been able to summon up courage to come home, remain where you are, do not go back where you are, because a lot of ominous signs are still on the horizon. This is the sign of what is to come. There are a lot of things that are yet to come. Nigeria is gradually dragging itself into unfathomable abyss, and it is just the beginning. And the APC head boy Buhari says we won't accept another election shift. They have said that they won't accept another election shift. And just like we said earlier, we would have expected them to go on the street as they promised. Only Biafrans can say something and do it. And Sambo Dasuki says Boko Haram will be dismantled in 6 weeks. Boko Haram will be dismantled in 6 weeks, according to Sambo Dasuki. And the United States envoy to Nigeria, Mr. James M. Whittle, says Nigeria will not disintegrate. Nigeria will not disintegrate, says the U.S. envoy to the zoo called Nigeria, Mr. James M. Whittle. We cannot be defeated by allied forces, boasts Shakau. Shakau, the leader of Boko Haram, says that they cannot be defeated by the allied forces, that is the multinational force that has been sent by the AU. And we also bringing you the news item with the caption, how United States agencies indicted INEC over bleak operational readiness. How United States agencies indicted INEC over bleak operational readiness. And court refers Jonathan's eligibility suit to court of appeal. Court refers Jonathan's eligibility suit to a court of appeal. Nigeria is not a failed state, Omokri tells Buhari. Nigeria is not a failed state, Omokri tells Buhari.
I no nechi about Christmas, you know.
Poll shift threat to Nigeria's democratic existence, says Issa Sege. Poll shift threat to Nigeria's democratic existence, says Issa Sege.
Olabati.
And the Nigeria's presidency bitter with Jega for excusing election postponement on security chiefs. Presidency bitter with Jega for excusing election postponement on security chiefs.
I'm a popo no even no even have no work
and disqualification suit APC Buhari opposed substituted service. APC and Buhari opposed substituted service with reference to the disqualification suit against Buhari. And the Nigerian court to decide the fate of the 10 Biafra activists, February the 19th. The Nigerian court is to decide the fate of the 10 Biafra activists on February the 19th. These are the BZM Biafra activists led by Ben Onwuka, and we are still tasking those who say that they are representing Biafrans in court to do what they said. What have they done about Ben Onwuka and all other Biafrans whose human rights have been trampled upon and who are being incarcerated, tortured in different secret cells across the Zouk of Nigeria? Ben Onwuka remain top on the agenda, and these men and women who call themselves honorable have not done anything. We expect you to live up to your responsibility. This is the time we must render support to Ben Onwuka and his group, irrespective of whatever they say they do. If they have done anything, charge them to court. But as far as we are concerned, we are fighting for the restoration of Biafra. It is not a crime. The Biafran people should rally around BZM membership and fight for the release of Ben Onwuka's group. It's as simple as that. And the ex-Niger militant accuses Oshimare of engineering discord among them. Ex-militant accuses Oshimare of engineering discord among them. And the news in details: Britain on Sunday said a decision by Nigeria's Electoral Commission to delay the country's presidential election because of the security situation, there was a cause for concern. The commission postponed the February 14 presidential election until March the 28th, yielding to pressure from the ruling People's Democratic Party in a move that has enraged the opposition. Britain, Nigeria's former colonial master, called for calm during what is said was a period of frustration, saying the decision to delay the vote was a cause for concern. While we support Nigeria in its struggle against terrorism, the security situation should not be used as a reason to deny the Nigerian people from exercising their democratic rights, British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond said in a statement. It is vital that the elections are kept on track and held as soon as possible in accordance with the international norms. This is the same thing that we say if it were a military takeover, which of course the North is also planning. If the military takes over, even if it's one day, the international community will still come and say, we expect the military to hand over to civilians as soon as possible. And so these are just people playing with words. Permanent interest is what matters in international politics and international relations. You may say all the things you say, but at the end of the day, there is something going on behind the scenes. Your economic interest, your permanent interest is what matters. Britain's interest in Nigeria as it is serve them better, because the Biafrans are the people who are under perpetual occupation and slavery, and unless we stand up to emancipate ourselves collectively, the end is not in sight. He pays them, and they are not in position to shift. And so what we are taking out from this is that Biafrans, whether good or bad, are in danger of extinction. Whether it is favoring the British, whether it is favoring the Nigerian establishment, whether it is favoring anybody, we are not in a very good shape because we are under threat. And so we must do everything we can in the circumstance to extricate ourselves from this most fraudulent empire on this planet Earth. President Goodluck Jonathan has assured Nigerians that he will not exceed the 29th of May handover date in office, noting that May 29 is sacrosanct. In a statement issued by Ruben Abadi, special advisor to the president, media and publicity, he said the president will stay true to his words despite the adjustments by the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, in the general elections. Following the adjustment of the date for the 2015 general elections by the Independent National Electoral Commission from February 14 and 28 to March 28 and April 11 yesterday, President Goodluck Jonathan has reassured the nation of his commitment to the sanctity of May 29, 2015 as the terminal date of his first term in office, the statement read. He strongly reaffirms that May 29 has been and will remain sacrosanct. The president appeals to all stakeholders to accept the adjustment of the election dates by INEC in good faith, as the electoral body has a responsibility to conduct credible elections in which every Nigerian of voting age is afforded the opportunity to exercise their civic right without any form of hindrance. Mr. President believes that this is not a time to trade blames or make statements that may overheat the polity, but a time to show understanding and support the Electoral Commission to conduct the election successfully. The statement noted that it is the president's understanding that INEC's decision ought not to generate acrimony, since it acted within its powers under the law and in consultation with all relevant stakeholders. He calls on the international community, civil society, and the electorate to continue to support the administration's commitment to a free, fair, and credible, non-violent electoral process, the statement said. Muhammad Buhari, the All Progressives Congress presidential candidate, has stated that the Independent National Electoral Commission has been gravely compromised following the decision by INEC to postpone the 2015 general elections by 6 weeks. I wish to appeal for utmost restraint and calm by all Nigerians, especially the teeming supporters of our great party, the All Progressives Congress, including Boko Haram, of course. This postponement, which comes on the heels of the bogey of the National Security Advisor that half of the registered voters were being disenfranchised, was exposed as a crude and fraudulent attempt to subvert the electoral process. The PDP administration has now engineered the postponement using the threat that security will not be guaranteed across the length and breadth of Nigeria because of military engagement in some states in the Northeast. It is important to know that although INEC acted within its constitutional powers, it is clear that it has been boxed into a situation where it has had to bow to pressure. Thus, the independence of INEC has been gravely compromised. As a Nigerian and a presidential candidate in the elections, I share in the disappointment and frustration of this decision. This postponement coming a week to the first election has raised so many questions, many of which shall be asked in the days ahead. However, we must not allow ourselves to be tempted into taking actions that could further endanger the democratic process. Of course, a lot of questions need to be answered. A lot of questions need to be asked, including the forged certificate of General Muhammad Buhari, including all the fraudulent activities they have involved themselves in. Of course, Nigeria is a fraud in itself, and anything that comes in contact with Nigeria is corrupted. And that is why it is justified that the international community continues to see Nigerians and Nigeria as fraudulent set of people and entity, respectively. That is why every Nigerian is seen as a potential fraudster and a potential criminal. And so Biafrans must do everything humanly possible to extricate themselves from this abominable name-calling as a result of association with Nigeria. The only way to do it is to live up to the dream of Dim Odime Wojukwu, who, of course, in his first attempt at Abure Accord, presented what could be termed a masterclass that would have, of course, fixed whatever was dysfunctional about the so-called Nigeria. But go one reneged on that agreement, and of course, went the other way. The aftermath of it all is all known to all. More than 6 million Biafrans were massacred in cold blood, and nobody is talking about it today. The world powers led by Britain, of course, constituted a commission of inquiry in which they themselves are also representatives. And then they exonerated Gowon and his men of any wrongdoing. And therefore, nobody was indicted, even up to date. But what goes up must come down, and nature abhors vacuum. The souls of these millions of Biafrans massacred in cold blood are now asking for vengeance. And it is time for Nigeria to pay its debt to history, as Professor Innocent Odenigbo of the Blessed Memory will say. He remains there to us. And so, Nigeria and Nigerians will continue to go from one calamity to the other until the zoo finally collapses and dismembers, and from its ashes emerges the original owners of the land, the native people, the indigenous people, lumped together, will eventually take over what belongs to them, including the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, including the Yorubas, including the Biafrans, and all other citizens of ethnic nationalities in different parts of this corrupt enclave. We, the Biafrans, must do what we can in the circumstance. But the problem we are facing, I must say, is not necessarily from the wider Nigerian project. It is from Biafrans themselves, those who call themselves Biafrans, those who have given in to the dictates of hunger in their lives, that anywhere they see money, they go for it. Anywhere they see contract, they go for it. Even if it involves killing their own, they will go for it. And that is why a group of people can come out and tell you that they are Igbos, but they are from northern Nigeria. That is why a group of people will come out and say they are Igbos, but they are Lagosians. And that is why we have continued to experience one form of shame and humiliation to the other. Recently, a governorship aspirant under the ABGA, All Progressive Grand Alliance in Lagos, was subjected to unnecessary discriminatory questioning by the broadcasters of Channels Television, asking him whether he can speak Yoruba language. But you know what? He invited it. But it also shows that we are not one in the zoo called Nigeria. Otherwise, Why should you be a citizen of Nigeria and not contest election in another place? And that problem is what is pointing to the fact that we are not one. And as such, everybody should go to his own homeland. If we are going to enter into bilateral relation or international relations or economic cooperation, then we enter in good faith. But not for us to be together. We are not the same with the Yorubas, and Yorubas are not the same with us. We are not the same with the Hausa Fulanis. And on the other hand, they are not the same with us. Our values are antithetical to each other's. And so the wisest thing to do is to continue to press for our separate existence as individuals and as people. And that is what the Biafrans have been doing. And because of pride, because of hatred, the Nigerian handlers, the Nigerian establishment have refused to openly apologize to Dim Odumegwu Ojukwu, because what Ojukwu fought for is today what people are now crying against, but falling short of pushing for the final onslaught. The Biafra option remains the solution to the most corrupt entity called Nigeria. And whether anybody likes it or not, it is going to happen. It is just a matter of time. We are also reporting that troops of the 7th Division of Nigerian Army in Borno State at the weekend foiled another attack on Dambuwa town with the killing of scores of suspected Boko Haram gunmen, while some of them fled into Zambeze Forest. By 5 p.m., Dambuwa is the council headquarters and 87 kilometers south of Maiduguri, the capital city. According to civilian joint task force member Habu Musa, the insurgents were intercepted at Kala village, about 2 kilometers away from Dambuwa, when the troops of the Nigerian army sighted them coming to attack the town. He said the insurgents, who sneaked in at noon, were intercepted by the troops, who swiftly reacted by firing artillery missiles and repelled them. Of course, he don't believe what Nigerian army is saying. In another news, related news, we are going to read, you will see where, of course, the Boko Haram is claiming that they attacked a particular village. And so the question is, if Boko Haram is coming to attack, where was Nigerian army when Boko Haram crossed the border, or from wherever they are coming from? Where were the Nigerian army officers or personnel before Boko Haram came into those places? And why in the first place would they even allow Boko Haram to take over any town or village or city for that matter? And it goes back to what we have been saying, that the Nigerian army strength is depleted. They are not in any shape or form a match to Boko Haram. Their weapons are not updated. They are not set up the art weapon at the moment. Before they see whatever weapon is being used by Boko Haram, Boko Haram has handled them. Any new weapon is being handled by Boko Haram, and it points to the fact that those who are sponsoring Boko Haram know what they are doing. And though Boko Haram has been chased from one place to the other, they are enough to give anybody nightmares, and they are enough to make Nigeria to postpone an election. And so you cannot discount with what they are doing. You must respect what they are doing, irrespective of the fact that they are killing people, which we are against. But it also goes to the fact that Nigeria is gradually going into abyss as a result of atrocities, abomination committed against the hapless Biafran population. and indeed the population of different citizens of ethnic nationalities in that geopolitical enclave called Nigeria. We are telling our people, especially those who have come home, not to be in a hurry to go home or to go back to where they came from, but to remain where they are, because there are still ominous signs in the horizon that there is no end in sight to calamities, to troubles with Nigeria. We must remain resolute and remain focused. Let us come together and support the Biafra Restoration Project, because without that, we are on the verge. It needs determination. It is a lot of hard work, but we will get there. We are moving tetuously but steadily, and we enjoy every genuine and dedicated Biafran to support the leadership led by Nnamdi Kanu, that we will have something eventually to bequeath to posterity, that posterity will be proud that they have a generation before them that left something for them to live on. If the succeeding generation or generation that came before us did not have anything to leave for us, we wouldn't have been able to defend the values we believe that they had. And so we must not allow our own generation to be a lost one. Contrary to what other people are making us to believe, and what everybody, especially the so-called Igbos in northern Nigeria, are trying every minute, every day to make us to believe, we cannot be a lost race or generation. We can't let them. That is why this time around, a group of people have come up and said, it is no longer business as usual. Let us come together and do something that the world may know that we are still existing. We are moving. Our efforts are good, but they are not enough to take us to the promised land. And that is why we need to sustain it. That is why we need to increase whatever we are doing, double whatever we are doing, that we will be able to push for the final onslaught, and which eventually we take us to the final destination, the promised land. The caller on the sky, please. I am not going to take this call. You have to call back. The ruling People's Democratic Party, PDP, has charged the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, to use the opportunity of the rescheduling of the dates for general elections to investigate the involvement of its officials in the discriminatory issuance of permanent voters' cards to non-indigents in Lagos and other states. The party also said the shift does not confer any advantage on it, as it was ready for the polls before the rescheduling of the dates of the general elections. In statement by the National Public Secretary of PDP, Olusanya Metu, the party said, we demand that INEC should look inwards and thoroughly investigate the apparent involvement of some of its personnel, including ad hoc staff, on the issue of the lopsided distribution of the PVCs. The party said INEC must also use this period to attend the party's earlier call to address the issue of denial of PVCs to non-indigenous in some states. For instance, it said, we were aware that in Borno State, 90% of the PVCs were handed over to the state government officials who distributed them by proxy, contrary to laid down procedures. Also, in our very north local government area of Imo State, the local government area of our national woman leader Only new registered voters have received their PVCs. Citizens with old voters' cards have not had them replaced, and this scenario abounds in other places. Of course, the question should go to the Office of Richard Okorocha, who is the arch sponsor of APC in Imo State. They are bent on denying people who are not on the platform of APC their voters' card. But it also points to the fact that there is no point participating in the election because the election is already rigged. So why are Biafrans killing themselves over all these things? Simply boycott the election, and we use this as a platform to tell the world that the election we did not hold in Biafra and that we are not part of it. That is just simple action. Abstain from voting. Even if you have the voter's card, do not go and vote, because the election is rigged already. And what we are saying is that we are not involved in Nigerian elections this time around, because we want to go to our fatherland. We must restore Biafra. And so it is going to be a signal to the international community that we are still existing. The PDP continued, "We do hope that INEC will use the period to ensure that all identified irregularities are eliminated to guarantee that registered voters across the country receive their PVCs urgently. Also, INEC ahead of the polls should adequately demonstrate to Nigerians the application and practicability of card readers to the allotted time for vote." The ruling party said the postponement did not confer any advantage on it and that it should not be described as a setback for democracy in Nigeria. This is a long report, but of course, at the end of the day, the rigging has just started and with impunity. And so the wisest thing to do is to abstain and remain where you are. Boko Haram fighters on Sunday waged attacks on barracks in Yobe State and a southeastern border town in Niger Republic, where a blast killed at least one person and left 10 injured, witnesses and hospitals said. Of course, you heard earlier that Nigerian army said that they repelled Boko Haram, and so you don't know who you are believing. But from all indications, Boko Haram has been having an upper hand, and what we are telling you is that Nigerian army is not in position to defend you, and so you must resort to self-help. Get every arsenal at your disposal to defend yourself individually and collectively, because you are not protected, especially the Biafrans who are living in northern part of the zoo. If you still have relations who are still in the northern part of the zoo, tell them to leave now or to face whatever they see, because a lot is yet to happen. There are so many things that are yet to happen. This is just the prelude. The Islamic militants launched their assault around the town of Difa in Niger before dawn, 2 days after launching its first major attack on Friday in the area bordering Nigeria, which is quoted by AFP said. The cause of the deadly blast in Difa was not immediately known, with some sources describing it as a suicide attack while others refer to it as a bomb or mortar shell. Whatever it is, the ground is set for the total disintegration of the zoo called Nigeria. It may take some process, it may take some time, but the process has started, and there will be no end in sight from now onwards. And so you must advise yourselves accordingly. For us on this platform, it is Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. There's no turning back.
Thank you.
outrage on Sunday greeted Saturday's postponement of the February 14 and 28 general elections by the Independent National Electoral Commission. Among those that fled the shift are the United States, the United Kingdom, the presidential candidate of All Progressives Congress, Alhaji, or Major General Muhammad Buhari, retired. The Adawa Consultative Forum, the Academic Staff Union of Nigerian Universities, Senators, and a Senior Advocate of Nigeria, Femi Falana, the ANEC Chairman, Professor Tahiru Jega, at a news conference in Abuja on Saturday night, announced that the elections would hold March 28 and April the 1st, 2015. He said that security agencies informed the commission that they would not be available to provide adequate support if the polls were to take place on February 14 and February 28 as earlier scheduled. The United States, in a statement in Washington, D.C. by its Secretary of State, John Kerry, expressed disappointment over the development and cautioned that the federal government should not use security as a pretext to derail democracy. He warned against what he described as political interference with the duties of INEC, but told the federal government to ensure that the elections were not delayed any further than the new dates. The United States reminded the government that the world was watching Nigeria, adding that Washington's interest was to see a free, transparent election. The statement read, "The United States is deeply disappointed by the decision to postpone Nigeria's presidential election, which had been scheduled for February 14. Political interference with INEC is unacceptable, and it is critical that the government not use security concerns as a pretext for impeding the democratic process. The international community will be watching closely as the Nigerian government prepares for elections on the new scheduled dates. The United States underscores the importance of ensuring that there are no further delays. We support a free, transparent, and credible electoral process in Nigeria and renew our calls on all candidates, their supporters, and Nigerian citizens to maintain calm and reject election-related violence." The United Kingdom, in an electronic mail to one of our correspondents, that is, this is this day newspaper reporting. Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond said the shift of the election was a cause for concern. Like the United States, it advised the federal government against using the security situation in Northeast as a reason to deny Nigerians the right to exercise their democratic rights. The email read, "The decision by INEC to postpone the presidential election is a cause for concern. The Nigerian people have the right to credible, peaceful, and transparent elections. There should be no further delay in delivering democracy, and we urge all to remain calm during this period of frustration. While we support Nigeria in its struggle against terrorism, the security situation should not be used as a reason to deny the Nigerian people from exercising their democratic rights. It is vital that the elections are kept on track and held as soon as possible in accordance with international norms." Of course, this is what they will always say, because they cannot simply do anything. They do not have permanent enemy. What they have is permanent interest. And so they will always want to try to maintain that their interest and to maintain the tempo and status quo. They can only say things, but they will not do it. The only way they will come against the zoo called Nigeria is if their interest is not served. But as long as Nigeria remains disintegrated or divided as it is, because that is what they want, they will not do anything. There is no political will on their side. Rather, they will continue to sponsor one side against the other and stand on the fence and watch what will happen. It is time for us to push for our extrication from this abominable entity called Nigeria. They have killed us enough. They have spilled the blood of innocent Biafrans on the streets of northern Nigeria. They did it with impunity. They are still doing it and are ready to do more. Mm-hmm. campaign billboard of the People's Democratic Party bearing the photograph of President Goodluck Jonathan was set ablaze in the early hours of Saturday by an unidentified man. The incident was said to have taken place following earlier rumors that the Independent National Electoral Commission had postponed the February 14, 2015 presidential election. The billboard is located on the ever-busy Suleja Kaduna Expressway at the Federal Housing Junction beside the office of the National Emergency Management Agency in Kubwa. On it was boldly written, "On February the 14th, vote Goodluck, vote PDP, the Goodluck thumb." But the arsonists, according to the officials of NEMA who pleaded anonymity, came back in the night and on seeing the fire didn't do much damage, poured petrol on another tire and set it ablaze. Of course, if President Goodluck Jonathan should be chased away from northern part of the zoo from campaigning and everybody is taking it with calmness. On common calmness, what can they do? The president is in a very dangerous position with only God with seven. But for us, dear friends, we must continue to do what we are doing. It has been difficult, it has been tortuous, but we are moving. God cannot come down from heaven to do it for us. Will we do it by ourselves and with courage, with determination, with doggedness, with persistence, will we get them? Boko Haram will be dismantled in 6 weeks, said Sambo Dasuki. Nigeria on Monday vowed to crush Boko Haram within 6 weeks as its leader warned a new regional fighting force will not achieve anything and the rebels launched fresh cross-border attacks. National Security Advisor Sambo Dasuki, who this weekend secured a delay to Nigeria's presidential election, said all known Boko Haram camps will be taken out by the time of the scheduled vote. Why did you not take it out before? You knew where they were, but you could not act. Why didn't you do it before? Why wasting all this time? Why innocent lives are being wasted or were being wasted? They won't be there. They will be dismantled, he told AFP in an interview when asked what gains could be made against the Islamists before the new polling date of March the 28th. Nigeria has previously set deadlines to defeat the incidents that have come and gone, but Dasuki said that even if the goal was not achieved, the situation then would surely be conducive enough for elections, with no need for further postponement to voting. Greater regional cooperation made it more likely that the rebels, they are now rebels, no more terrorists, whose fight to create a hardline Islamic State has claimed more than 13,000 lives since 2009 will be defeated, he said. Boko Haram last week opened up a new front in Niger after sustained attacks in Cameroon's far northern region, which led to the deployment of Chadian troops alongside Cameroon forces. Of course, we are trying to demonstrate to you that the Nigerian army has nothing in stock to offer. It is all about propaganda. It is all about propaganda and trying to confuse everyone while Boko Haram continue to wreak havoc. If not for Chad, Cameroon, and Niger Republic, Nigerian army would not have had the mouth or gut to be talking. And even as they talk, Boko Haram is still attacking towns and villages and cities with impunity. This is pathetic. And for us, Biafrans, be wise enough to leave the troubled Mohammedan Emirate of the North and go down to Biafra land and support the effort to emancipate our people and to restore Biafra. The United States government at the weekend said that Nigeria will not disintegrate in spite of her prevailing socioeconomic and political challenges, which it said gravely undermine the country's indivisibility and unity. The United States Ambassador to Nigeria, Mr. James M. Whistle, said this at a news conference on the premiere of a movie titled Salma to promote peaceful electoral process at the House on the Rock Cathedral in Lekki, Lagos. At the conference, he addressed the senior pastor of the church, Pastor Paul Adefarasin. The ambassador dismissed a report that the United States government had predicted Nigeria would split anytime from year 2015. He said Nigeria is not different from all other countries in the world with various degrees of challenges, but that would not make them split. Noting that the United States has had her fair share of political challenges and that did not make her split. And the question for M. Wiso is, did the United States juxtapose Christian religion and Islam in the United States? That was not the case. That was not the case. And as Professor Donibo will put it, the American Civil War, or rather the American strife, was fought on the principle of human rights and not on any other thing. Because the Union, United States of America, all agreed to live together. In the case of the zoo called Nigeria, there is no agreement. It was just a forced marriage. And marriage of those who cannot and who will never be together because there is nothing in common that they have. They not believe in a God that kills a maimed human being, while we believe in the God that preserves life. And so how are we going to live together? Since Nigeria came into existence, and even before then, our people have been under sustained attack and orchestrated pogrom. They maim, they kill with impunity, they spill the blood of Biafrans on the streets of northern Nigeria, and nobody gives a toss. The worst they can do is to set up a commission of inquiry, and at the end of the day, they will not do anything. And our people have been given into the spirit of stupor and cowardice. Everybody wants to live life to the fullest. Nobody wants to do anything. And so they have the temerity, they have the clout, they have the guts to continue to unleash mayhem on our people. There is no other language these people understand other than to respond appropriately and disproportionately whenever they attack us. And that is what we should begin to do now, God willing. We must defend our right to self-existence. We must defend and protect ourselves from this orchestrated violence by the Northern Hausa Fulani bigots and headmen who kill human beings like animals. Because God cannot come down from heaven to do this for us. And it is even a sin for us to live the life that God has given to us, for somebody to take it away. It is a sin. And that is why God has left us to be suffering. Because we don't want to do anything we are lazying about. We must get off our backsides and do something tangible, that we have something to bequeath to posterity at the end of the day. And so M. Wiso said Nigeria is a strong country that has not shown any sign of disintegration, thereby raising questions on why people predict doom for the country rather than work towards its strength. Do you want Nigeria to break up? Also speaking, Adefarasin admonish Nigerians to work towards peace and unity of the country, knowing that peace is not the absence of tension, but the presence of justice. We must ensure that peace, justice, and equity are enshrined in Nigeria. And we disagree with them. These are hypocrites. Of course, they know what they are doing. The leader of Boko Haram, Abubakar Shekau, has released three new video clips where he boasted that the new regional alliance forces comprising Nigeria, Chadian, Cameroonian, and Nigerian troops can never defeat his terror group and could not make them lose sight of their mission of truncating democratic rule and imposition of Islamic states in the West African sub-region. In the videos which were posted on the YouTube on Sunday, Shekau first spoke in Arabic and later translated into Hausa, vowing to continue attacking and killing those he described as infidels. Of course, this is a pointer, and the Nigerian government is, of course, in a better position to answer all these, because what Shekau says appear to be more authentic, because when they say something, they do it. But we are not on the same side with them, of course. But when they say something, they do it. And so, if Nigerian army tells you something, you have every right to doubt them, because they have not delivered in the past. And there is no indication that they are going to deliver in the future, because Nigerian army is divided along ethnic lines, and the sizable number of their personnel rank and file from the Northern Hausa Fulani extraction are all sympathetic to Boko Haram, including the Sultan of Sokoto and the retired military generals led by General Muhammad Buhari. They are all pretending now. The good thing is this: that Boko Haram set out in the first place to kill non-indigenous, to kill Christians, and they succeeded to a limited extent. They killed our people, they maimed them, they burned churches, they targeted them in their places of economic interest in markets. And now it appears, I don't know why they are no more killing our people. Maybe our people have turned or changed or converted to Islam. Probably they are wearing the same cloth that these people are wearing. The most popular among it is jalabi. They call it jalabi, the long robe. Maybe they have disguised like them, and that is why they are escaping the bombings and targeted killings. And now they do not see any other person to kill. They have turned against themselves. And that is nemesis. But a lot remains to be done. It demonstrates the fact that Biafrans must go home, and that there is nothing in common we have with these people. As you can see, you are being discriminated against. Wherever you are found, you are discriminated against, including in Yoruba land. And it is a case that our people are made laughing stock, psychologically and otherwise, diplomatically and otherwise, confrontational and otherwise. And what is left for us is nothing. And the only way we can regain our reputation that has been tarnished is for us to come together and prove once again that we are a people of God, that God will continue or once more to be happy with us and to continue to protect us. Otherwise, God has abandoned us, because we have abandoned Him. We have given into the spirit of stupor and laziness, that most of us need dynamite for us to be awake again. We have no other choice than to go ham. Federal High Court sitting in Enugu has fixed February the 14th for its ruling on the application for bail filed by the leader of Biafra Zionist Federation, Benjamin Onwuka, and 10 others. The treason charge was filed against them by the Attorney General of the Federation before the court presided over by Justice D.V. Agishi. In the application for bail filed on behalf of the activists by their lawyer, Olu Omotayo Esquire, they had maintained in their affidavit and further affidavit in support of the motion thoughts that the BZM or the Biafra Zionist Federation is a peaceful movement for the liberation of the entire Biafra people of former Eastern Nigeria, and that Biafra Zionist Federation is not an outlawed organization in Nigeria. They further stated that the movement had not been proscribed by any law in Nigeria, that Onwuka and other members of the Biafra Zionist Federation had on the 5th day of June 2014 staged a peaceful process to intimate the world of the suffering and plight of people of the sovereign state of Biafra, and they were not armed or carried any offensive weapon on that fateful day. That as it was when they marched to the Enugu State Broadcasting Service, the state-owned radio corporation, and they demanded to see the program producer so that they can, through him, intimate the world of the plight of the Biafran people, that they were attacked by men of Nigerian police force, and in the process many of them were wounded and one killed, they further stated. In a counter affidavit filed on behalf of the federal government of the Zuko Nigeria, D.E. Kashwe Esquire, a senior state counsel in the office of the Attorney General of the Federation, it maintained that Biafra Zionist movement is a violent movement seeking to restore back the Republic of Biafra political structure earlier disbanded by the federal government of Nigeria. The government further maintained that the activists should not be granted bail because they were hypnotized by their Biafra Zionist Federation. The federal government also placed much reliance on the case Dakubo Asare and Federal Republic of Nigeria, and urged the court not to grant the activists bail as the offense for which they were charged was treason punishable with death. And you say these people are ridiculous, to be honest. And I wondered why you should have a Yoruba attorney as your lawyer. I wonder why that mistake should be made in the first place. Because what happened in the past should be a lesson for us. I remember Tunde Adekoge or something like that. An attorney in the Ministry of Justice in the Zuko Nigeria who bragged that if Biafrans do anything, that Biafra genocide or whatever is their arbitrus and something like that, and you are going still to employ a Yoruba man to present your case. It's very, very ridiculous. And you are not doing this. They are not doing this for free. So you must watch it. Irrespective of what happens, there is serious ethnic bias against our people from Yoruba people and from the House of Lanes as well. And so it is better that you take somebody from Igbo land or from Biafra land, and even if he does something on the contrary, he could be traced and be dealt with afterwards. This is very unfortunate. And now the Dokubo Asare and the federal government case. Was Dokubo eventually charged and imprisoned? He was just detained, just like every other activist. But Dokubo is granted bail today. So why can't the BZM people, members, be granted bail as well? Dokubo had arsenal. He had an armory at his disposal. And they fought Nigerian army. They fought Nigerian police. They fought Nigerian security agencies. But he was released on bail and he is walking the street. So if it is that case that they're going to bring in order to buttress what they are doing, they do not have much, to be honest. And now look at Boko Haram killing people, and they are negotiating with Nigerian government. Nigerian government is negotiating with Boko Haram terrorists. And then look at the people who are agitating for the restoration of the sovereign state of Biafra, which of course nobody can defeat, because Biafra remains a thorn in the conscience of humanity. Odumegwu Ojukwu fought for the independence of Biafra. Everybody was against him, but today what is happening in Nigeria is pointing to the Biafra option. And Boko Haram has tried it. Buhari has said a lot of things about disintegration of the zoo called Nigeria. A lot of people have said it. So what is wrong with Biafran activists talking about restoration of Biafra? And our people are keeping quiet. And the worst aspect of it is that our people are those, the so-called elders in Biafra land, in Igbo land precisely, are the people who are cooperating with Nigerian establishment to continue to incarcerate their own. And you begin to ask yourself, what sort of people are we? What sort of race are we? What sort of generation are we? We are on the brink, and we are gradually trodding into abyss. This is Radio Biafra, and we are reaching you from London. And of course, this has concluded the news for this evening. We must not forget the effort of the indigenous people of Biafra, of course, the United States chapter, for making the wider indigenous people of Biafra family proud by gracing the funeral ceremony of Professor Innocent Odenigbo, and of course, making their presence not just heard but seen. We thank the COC for having led a delegation to Professor Newton to Denibu's burial. At the appropriate time, there are a number of people wagging their tongues. Why is Professor Denibu buried in the United States of America? You do not know anything. If you don't know, you ask questions. This is a man of principle. This is a man of principle. At the appropriate time, of course, Professor Innocent Odenibo will be immortalized. And like I said in the earlier program, I reserve the full announcement and the directions to the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra and the commander of the Armed Forces of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, to do that. And of course, after due consultation with the directorate, we once again thank Indigenous People of Biafra United States chapter for doing what is needful for making the Biafran people proud, and for also letting the Odenibo's family that they are not alone. We continue to lift that family to God in prayers, and may the soul of Professor Innocent Odenibo and the souls of all Biafrans who have lost their lives in recent time and earlier continue to rest in peace. This is your platform, and this is Radio Biafra. This is a late broadcast because we had to come to continue from London as a result of the epileptic network in Biafra land. Earlier, the director of Radio Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, was, of course, doing justice to the day's proceedings until they were rudely interrupted. But here we are not going to relent. We are not going to retreat until Biafra is restored. This is your platform, and we are reaching you from London. The caller on the Skype line, your name and where you're calling from. Oh, they have dropped. Of course, if you don't take or get more calls, it is understandable. This is 11:33 here. No, sorry, 10:33. I must get it right. That is 27 minutes to 11 p.m. here in United Kingdom, and it is the same 27 minutes to 12 midnight in Biafra. And this is the p.m. edition, and we are reaching you from London. Somebody is still asking me about the number to call. If you want to call +447 448 109 411 +447 448 109 411 or call +447 405 96 416 +447 405 96 416. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good evening, my brother.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Please, can you give us your name once more for the benefit of our listeners?
My name is Nwanze Clifford. I'm from Orlu.
Right. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, you are. Thank you.
Right. Go ahead and make your point, please.
Yeah. I've been following the Biafra Radio online, and it just came a day that I tune on the Nigerian radios. I want to listen some radios in Nigeria, then I get Biafra Radio, and since then I've been following your program, and I love it, and I've sent some messages to the in various areas to get contact. I'm very happy that I've gotten your contact to you now. Anyway, who am I talking to, please? Because I don't know who is on the line, please.
My name is Richard Mefo.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there anybody you want to talk to in particular?
No. I don't know people mostly now in such, except as you tell me now you are from, your name is Uchejimofo.
Uchemefo, not Ejimofo. Uche Mefo. That's my name.
Okay, Uche Mefo.
Yes, correct.
All right. Uche Mefo.
Yes.
Right, okay. Sorry for that. Well, I appreciate your effort.
Right, thank you.
My director, because I used to miss most of the time. I hear director, thank you, director, you do this, you do that. I don't know. If you are the director.
I'm the deputy to direct.
You are the deputy. All right, yes. This is okay. Give your thanks to the director. Say hello to him. Well, I like what you people are doing. What I want to advise on this is, your comport and everything you people have been saying.
Hello, are you hearing me? No, I don't know what is happening to the line, or he's gone. Well, if you are hearing me, of course, you say you started listening to Radio Biafra recently. Well, I can only tell you to keep on keeping on and keep telling people about Radio Biafra, because the time has come that Biafra must be restored. There is no going back. And join the indigenous people of Biafra family where you are. This is Radio Biafra, and we are reaching you from London. If you want to make any contribution before we close, call +447 448 1091 +447 448 1091 on the alternative, +447 405 964146 +447 405 964146 on the alternative. You can call on Skype, and the Skype ID to call is Radio Biafra on one word. Radio Biafra. Or one word. They call on Skype your name and where you're calling from, please. I don't know what is cutting off our line. I don't know what is happening to the line. If you want to make any call, you have to call back. This is your platform. Let us take this call. The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, my name is Uchenna Arani. I'm from Inza Ozoblo. I'm from London at the moment.
Sorry, what's your name?
Uchenna Arani.
Uchenna Arani, okay.
Yes. I saw your son's birthday present. We had a few words. But I just wanted to pick up on something else said in the news about Goodluck saying that he's going to make sure his first term ends in May.
Yes.
But already that's nonsense, because this is his second term, as we all know. So straight off already, we know that you can't trust anything he says. The first term he did, has that already been forgotten about?
Because he was on a joint ticket, yes.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, even when you go from vice president to president, it's still part of your term, So I don't know. I think that kind of goes to show the duplicitness of the man, anyway. And yesterday, somebody rang up to say that they think it'd be good if we organised some kind of workshop between kind of RBL and the troops on the ground and the village Igwe's and Red Cap chiefs to try and move things forward. The alarm bells immediately for me was ringing, because I think it's been proven, from even before the war, that the majority of the traditional rulers on the ground in the village, they can't be trusted to have the Biafran people's best interests at heart. Because as far as I'm concerned, the vast majority of them are driven by their own kind of self-interest. Mm. They've gotten rich over the years on the subjugation of the Biafran, the Igbo, just a village person, and that, I can't see that changing anytime soon. I think the sooner we go back to the original egalitarian Igbo, where we didn't have all these kind of Igwe at every corner. You know, people have been watching too many of those Nollywood movies where there's an Igwe for every occasion.
Yes, my brother. Those who are comfortable, they are too comfortable to leave whatever they're enjoying.
Yeah,
that is the problem with our people.
Yeah, they're not gonna give up what they've got to help anybody else. I'm really true. That's kind of all. That's the only contribution I've got tonight. But just keep on doing what you're doing.
Thank you very much, my brother.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks. Of course, our people are so terrible that we have given up to spirit of complacency. Life is so sweet to everyone, but we are looking up to a day when everybody in Biafra will be watching his back when he is going, including all the businessmen, including all civil servants, all those who say that they are leaders of thought. Because what we have now is a situation where our people have lost it. Imagine a situation where somebody is calling police for Nnamdi Kanu and other Biafran activists. Imagine a situation where somebody is a police informant. Somebody saying that he or she is fighting for Biafra, but working with Nigerian police to make sure that the Biafra restoration project is truncated. Something is wrong somewhere. And so let this Boko Haram continue, and let us doing what we are doing. One day Biafra land will just be like Somalia, or even worse than Somalia, where you will be watching your back. You will pay for your security. That is the only time our people will wake up. It is because there is no bomb yet in Biafra land. That is why everybody is doing what they are doing, sabotaging the efforts of our people. And the painful aspect of it is that this arch genocidist, Buhari, came to Igbo land and he was crowned with Ozo title or something like that, Ozo cap, the red cap, with a feather. And you begin to look at the integrity of our people who are behind all this. You find out that nothing is left. They have bastardized our traditional institution. They have bastardized our values. They have sold it to the highest bidder. Buhari, that masterminded the killings of the millions of our people and remained unrepentant till death, came to Igbo land, you gave him chieftaincy title. It is not just that you gave him a name, an Igbo name. You went ahead and crowned him, adorned him with Ozo regalia. And you begin to ask yourself, who are the people behind all these things? They are the same Ohanaeze Ndigbos. They are the same people who tell that they are Igbo leaders of thought. They are the same people that say that they are your community leaders. They are the politicians that say that they are protecting your interests. And they are all wearing red caps. Zenozo is known as an elite group. And anybody wearing an Ozo regalia, a red cap, or in fact initiated into the Ozo cult, let me put it that way, should be an upright man, should be telling the truth at all times. But unfortunately, our people have been corrupted by money coming from the Hausa Fulanis. Not just money coming from the Hausa Fulanis, money that came from Biafra land, money that was snatched away from Biafra land by the Hausa Fulanis, and they now come back to bribe you with that money. And that is why we will continue to go from one problem to the other until we stand up. We have allowed abomination. We have allowed all sorts of crimes. They have developed legs. They have developed hands. they move among us as humans. Not just that they move among us as humans, they are living with us. And we are still looking the other way. And you tell me that something is not wrong. We have problems. This is Radio Biafra, and this is the PM edition for this day, the 9th of February 2015. We are reaching you from London. The program started from Biafra land but could not continue. But we must complete it. This is your platform. If you want to call, call plus 447-448-1091 plus 447-448-1091. On the alternative, we have another line, which is plus 447-405-964146 plus 447-405-964146. We also have a Skype line, and the ID is Radio Biafra. This is your platform once again. I'm Manuel Sichama 4. We are reaching you direct from London. This is a live broadcast, not a repeat broadcast, for avoidance of doubt.
Onye ọbụla bụ akọ n'uche ya n'ọ ngọdị nwe ụkọ n'ọ nkwụsị anụ dị n'akwụkwọ ama etikwa m ife ọ ama akpụkpọ ụnụ n'ibe n'ọ n'ọbụ ife nna afụ n'ụwa ka nna ekwu.
They call on Skype your name and where you're calling from, please. I don't know what is happening to the Skype line. As you can see, a number of people have called and the line has been cut off. Whatever the case, we will be coming to the end of this program very soon. Unless we have more calls. It is late here and we are overrunning. We will try to improve on this tomorrow. But right now, let us try this line again. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the program. Please, for the benefit of our listeners, give us your name and where you're calling from.
Okay. My name is Blessed Sonny Okorafo.
Yes, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Luxembourg.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead and make your point, please.
Okay. I just want to say thank you for everything that you people are doing out there. Though we are a part listener of Radio Biafra for long, I think from 2009, but we have been trying, making frequent effort to be able to contact your people, but it has not been easy
to contact our people.
To contact you, I mean, contact Radio Biafra board, no?
Right, but Radio Biafra is on every day.
That is what I'm saying. I'm a daily listener of Radio Biafra, so I call every day. Even when I call, you people send me message back that you're thanking me for trying, you know, that I should keep on trying.
Okay, so you will call, but most times you don't succeed in speaking. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay, all right. There are so many callers at the same time, and only one person can speak. And as you're speaking to me now, I can't take another call until you finish. So that is the situation. And then I want to ask you, what is happening in Luxembourg?
Yeah, a lot of things are happening. We have been trying to put ourselves together, as director normally said.
Yes.
Last year, we tried to organize ourselves, though we are not much, but the little as we are trying to organize and put ourselves together.
Yes.
Even this month, February 28th, is when we are having our opening meeting for the year 2015.
Right.
If you have been hearing much about Luxembourg, you know it's just a small country, you know.
Yes, but a prosperous small country indeed.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you don't need what we want is commitment, not necessarily numbers, but number is very important as well. But commitment is what matters. So the point is that you will have to organize yourself, no matter how many you are. organize yourselves and then dedicate, apply yourself to the restoration project, because a lot of things are happening this time around and there is no intention to abandon this project, because this is the time that God has ordained. As you can see, no matter the obstacle on the way, we are moving and there is no going back.
That's correct.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye-bye. This is Radio Biafra and we are reaching from London.
I see no more than a chunky, or the double like it.
They call on Skype your name and where you're calling from. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Your name and where you're calling from. Are you hearing me?
Hello.
Hello. Your voice is very faint.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. I'm hearing you.
Yes, I'm hearing you. My name is Obi Onwuzie.
Yes, are you in a bar or something? Can you try to move away from where the music is or stop the music because it's disturbing? This is a live broadcast and people are listening.
Okay.
Right, go ahead. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Okay, welcome to the program.
Yes.
Go ahead and make your point, please.
I want to thank you because of what your people is doing, because in fact I'm really happy to receive our contract call Biafra. I have been listening to Radio Biafra for all. I'm very, very happy for your efforts and our direct partner, the Canon.
Thank you. Thank you. Are you part of the family in Senegal?
Yes, I'm part of the family.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
Yes, I'm part of the family.
Thank you. Then keep on keeping on. And you may hold on for me. Let me take this call. It's a long distance call. The caller on phone, your name and where you're calling from.
Thank you, my deputy director.
Thank you. Welcome to the program. For the benefit of our listeners, give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, this is Nadim Poise. I'm calling from the New York City, here in the United States of America. But I'm originally from Delta State, in Dokko local government, in Biafra land.
Thank you.
My deputy director, I just want to connect the lines to confirm the news you have been given, because the news you and director have, you know, made us to understand, because immediately after director broke the news about the utterances of the president here in the United States in respect of the Christian crusade, the next day it was on the television here in the United States, and he's under fire by several judges of the U.S. courts, and U.S. senators. They are lambasting him for making such statements.
Yes.
So I now knew that, wow, director said this. Because how can you say this? Because let me remind you of what he said in respect of he's saying something like, after all, that was the Christians were also violent. Then the senators, the seven senators lambasted him that he shouldn't make such statements, that the Christians movement brought progress and peace, that he should just keep quiet and face and fight terrorism instead of making such flimsy statement. So that is
yes.
That. Then secondly, yes. Secondly is second one is the APC. They have with the stolen money from Biafra land, they have bribery and corruption team. One is stationed in Nigeria to bribe a newspaper here in US. The newspaper, not really a newspaper anyway. Let me just call it a gossip tabloid. So the newspaper is called Africans Abroad. The front page of the newspaper is, as at last 2 weeks, was Nigerians in U.S. says vote Buhari with a picture of Buhari in the front. I now knew that is the work of the APC bribery and corruption team.
Yes.
Sent forward by Bola Tinubu. So I went forward and I called the guy. One of the guys in the newspaper, which I saw is somebody, he has a station guy in Lagos there. I called him. I said, who published this, the heading of this particular newspaper? He said, can you send mail? I said, look, you people just want to form, you want to create chaos. You want to create more chaos back home in Nigeria because you want to give U.S. impression. You want to create impression that U.S. is supporting. I'm here in U.S. Who are the people in U.S. who supported Buhari? Don't ever make sense. Say, well, please, whatever you have, send it to me. He just, I just caught the phone. You see? So they know what they are doing. That is just political propaganda, which we will not stand, we will not keep quiet. And if worse come to worse, the American government, I'm glad they know what is going on. They should stop because the newspaper is only distributed, the gossip tabloid called Africans Abroad is only distributed in Nigerian churches and Nigerian supermarkets here in the U.S.,
yes.
Particularly here in New York. So they put it free. They just put it, they just dump every Sunday. I think every two weeks, they dump it. So it's a way of, you know, bastardizing the minds of people. So by as at the time Jonathan will emerge in the zoo and Buhari will not have the criminal legitimacy to start his normal violence. And they will say, oh, after all, we know that after all this man is popular. Well, it's not popular, it was just propaganda and criminal bribery that they used to bribe the criminal to wet the palms of these criminal journalist boys. There and then.
Yes.
So that is that. Then the other one too is I will just call you back when I remember, but I just want to say that we all hands are on deck and we are together in this. Thank you, my deputy director, and God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Of course, on President Obama's criticism against the Christians, the question is, whenever you see an abomination, call it by its name. The issue is that people are committing a lot of atrocities in the name of Islam. It's as simple as that. Just imagine the Jordanian pilot that was put in a cage and set ablaze by the so-called ISIS, killing in name of Islam.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, sir.
Yes, hello.
Yes. Yes. To cap it off, my deputy director. In the middle of the newspaper, I remember now, in the middle of the newspaper, the picture of Senator Perry, the Secretary of State, sitting with Buhari. Look, Buhari and your team sitting with whoever does not warrant you a presidential position. Sitting with anybody, snapping picture with the Secretary of State of the United States does not warrant you. Sir, the time will not permit me. I have discovered documents of the politics and the underground politics played in 1966 by the then Secretary of the then British Secretary of State and their Foreign Office, where the
Commonwealth Office.
Yes, underground and supply of arms to Gowon. Gowon is a number one genocide. So, Wilson, Harold Wilson, and another Thompson.
Yes, it was the Labour government of Harold Wilson.
Yes, you know that we have been at the forefront to make sure that they pressure on us by the international community. This is the British Foreign Minister in 1966 and 1967 assuring Gowon that you know that the crimes and the massacre committed against the Igbos, that we are making sure that we are suppressing the international press.
Yes, they try to hide a lot of things.
Yes, that we are suppressing the international media and the press for them to believe that we are also giving them aid and food. Whereas they blockaded, that was the recent document that has been declassified. So we are not that man that said the word that you played on your program. The present British Secretary of Foreign Minister, Hugo Swere, saying that more Muslims are killed. The man has been bribed, and I stand to clarify it, because he is carrying on the underground of the lies perpetrated by his predecessors. Then thirdly, I remember what I wanted to say before. The Jonathan's men in Lagos discovered where Bola Tinubu was printing a PVC card, permanent voters card in Ikeja.
Yes.
So yes, they eventually gave Jonathan a tip off. That is one of the Tinubu has already printed all the permanent voters cards. It's distributed by a company in Ikeja.
When you talk of Oluwale, that was in action.
Yes, but the point is that
a lot of interpretations have been given to that video that it wouldn't have been possible for somebody to come close to where they are doing all that forgery, and nobody would have seen them, and you know, something like that. But it could also be that the person that filmed that thing was also part of them, pretended to be part of them, you know, that kind of thing. But, I mean, it points to the fact that the zoo called Nigeria is corruption personified. Let me put it that way.
Corrupt. Thank you, my deputy director. Thank you.
People are arguing that the problem of the zoo called Nigeria is that of leadership. But it is not. It is about, I think his credit has gone, but I'm sure he'll be listening. The problem with the zoo called Nigeria is that of structure. The foundation had been fraudulent from the outset. And so everything, whether leadership, whether economic, whether social problems, whether political problems, are just the offshoot of the dysfunctional structure. The country or the empire was fraudulently put together in the first place. And so everything that comes out of it is corrupt. Everything that comes out of it is seriously questionable, including the people that call themselves Nigeria. And so the tradition has always been there that the British government has never allowed any Biafran to be appointed Nigeria's High Commissioner to Britain. It has always been the Hausa Fulanis or the Yorubas. And when it was the turn of Mekawana, that was I think in 2008 or thereabout, or 2010, a career diplomat who was supposed to replace the Nigeria's High Commissioner to Britain, they removed him because he was a Biafran. An Igbo man, for that matter. And it is very ridiculous. And so the British government has, you know, very strong hatred for the Biafrans. And I'm sorry to say that, because they know what they are doing. And the British Parliament, the Commonwealth Office, have come out always in defense of the Northerners, who actually are the sponsors of Boko Haram. They have continued to maintain that it is a case that more Muslims have been killed more than Christians in northern part of the zoo called Nigeria. The question to them has always been, you need to take into account how many churches have been burned down, as against how many mosques have been burnt down. You need to count how many people have been burnt in their places of worship, how many Christians have been burnt in their places of worship, as against how many Muslims have been burnt during their Jumat prayers on Friday. And you begin to ask, you begin to appreciate what the issues are. And so it is about hypocrisy all the way. They helped the northern part of the Zuko, Nigeria, right from the outset, to rig the population census. They gave them undue advantage. I have never seen where an arid region, a desert, will be more populated than densely populated rainforest region. It has never happened in this world. And like Asare Dokuwo put it, if it were like that, you know, Niger would have been more populated than Nigeria, all those kind of things. So there are a lot of flaws. And even the British officials have, the people that participated, one of them that participated in the fraudulent census that gave the North undue advantage over the South, confessed before he died, somebody Smith. And from then, you see a lot of other things happening. So our people must stand up and defend themselves. Since the federal government of the Zoo called Nigeria that are supposed to defend you are not in position to do so, the best option is for you to resort to self-help. Defend yourself with every arsenal at your disposal. And forget all these Igbo leaders of thought, the Ohaneses, and all those politicians who have come out to make money in your names. The ordinary people must come together. And we must once and for all be courageous to task ourselves to defend our collective interests, not just for our own interests and the interests of our families, because we are at the brink of extinction. We are the most endangered species of humans. Biafrans remain the most endangered species of humans all over the world. And it is arguable. You can dispute it. But that is the fact. The worst aspect of it is that some of us do not understand this. We are so aligned to good life that we cannot, you know, try to put ourselves to test for once. Discomfort ourselves that others may leave. It is very, very difficult for us. We love life so much. And that is why people are using us anyhow they want. We love life so much. That is why somebody will have the temerity and the guts to go to Lagos and tell Lagos, the owners of Lagos, that they are also Lagosians. That is why somebody will have the temerity to come out and vie for governorship in Lagos, governorship position in Lagos. That is why somebody will go to Abuja and tell you that he's an indigenous of Abuja. That is why people will come out and boldly tell you that they are Igbos of northern Nigeria in Sabongeri, Kano. And all these things are coming from Igbo people. And that is why the Hausa Fulani herdsmen, that is why the Yorubas have the guts to continue to disgrace you time without numbers and with impunity. And you know what? You can do nothing because you have built houses, you have relaxed, you have told them that you are one of them. But they don't accept you because they know that you are not one of them. And when it comes to politics, you find out that you are nowhere. You are not even a fifth-class citizen. If you are truly a Nigerian citizen, as they make you to believe, why can't you contest election in a Hausa land or in a Fulani land or in Lagos? You cannot do it. And so the treatment that are being meted against our people now is enough to tell us that we are not one. They have insisted that somebody, an Igbo man, vying for governorship election in Lagos. But why in the first place should that be? What are you looking for in Lagos? They insisted that you speak Yoruba. Can you speak Yoruba language for people to vote for you? And this is a humiliation on a television station, orchestrated by the presenters themselves on Channel's television. At a point, I felt somehow, but on the other hand, I had continued to ask questions. What are you doing in Lagos? Why are you vying for governorship position in Lagos? It baffles me. You were born in Lagos or you married a Yoruba. That is nonsense. This is Radio Biafra. Our people must stand up now or we will be ready for calamity upon calamity. Already it is befalling us. But here comes a time when a group of people have come and said it cannot be business as usual. We must defend ourselves. We must have something to bequeath to posterity that our race will not be wiped out or be extinct. I will be coming to the end of this program very soon because this is late. Tomorrow we try to, of course, improve. Not necessarily improving, where we try to work against what is against us. The epileptic network in the zoo called Nigeria has been making it very, very impossible for live broadcast to come from Biafra land. But we'll try all we can to make sure that we put in place certain measures that will make it very possible for us to come as at when scheduled. We thank you for listening. This is Radio Biafra PM edition for this day, the 9th of February 2014. The broadcast started earlier from Biafra land and we have to complete it. And you know what? Somebody is still calling. Let me take this call. The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from. Oh, this is unbelievable. Please, can you tune down the volume of your set? Hello?
Yeah, Deputy Director, good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Mr. David Madhabuchi Mpa. I'm calling from Wilshire, from Warminster in Wilshire, United Kingdom.
Yes, thank you very much. Where do you come from?
There are three things I wish to discuss with you. I've left a lot of voice messages on your mobile, this like a mobiles. If you have time, you go through them. Thank you for standing in for the director. I know they are disturbing him intentionally, especially when he has a very vital news to air out on the air. You see, that would be exactly the time they will try to do one thing or the other to make sure that the information will not come up. They will get tired, I believe that. The other day I was suggesting that the Donibo's lecture, the speech, you know, only those of 45-50 years old now can discuss or know what happened between 66 and 70. And even those 45-50 and above, most of them doesn't know the genesis of Nigeria coming together, who played what role, even at the war, how all those things come about. But Professor took time to compress all those things in that particular speech. So I will appeal, please, as often as there is time, help us to be airing out that speech. It is educative. It will tell our people things they do not know.
Yes.
Even those are enemies of those days.
Unless you were not listening, Professor's lecture, and in fact, the case for Biafra restoration to the entire world is always aired from time to time every day. And that should be the template for everything we are doing.
Thank you very much. The second one is we should start making a fresh call, a fresh plead, and a fresh request that those who masterminded the genocide of 66 to 70 should be brought to book. We should air it, we should emphasize it, we should call the world. They should not sit on defense. They should not call it a bygone. let them revisit the issue of 66 to 70 and brought those evildoers to book. Let it not be bygone.
Do you know what I would say here? Do you know that the British government, of course, was directly involved in the massacre of Biafrans?
They are directly involved, now, but the now we let, talk about that, you know.
Now,
the,
let me...
The
let
Prime
me,
Minister then was not the Prime Minister. Now, even if the Prime Minister now can try to, but, I mean, other world government, other world leaders would not stay to fold their hand and they close their ears over the crisis of the... Today, even here in UK, they are revisiting some cases on some cases that are up to 20, 30, 40 years old. If they can revisit individual cases of that long period, I mean, the issue of Biafra should not be neglected.
Yes.
That should be revisited.
Yes, I blame it on all of us because we have not done enough. But there is plan that at some point we must all go on the streets of United Kingdom. And in fact, to the White Hall, because the British government must render account.
Thank you.
People, millions of people have been massacred, or were massacred in cold blood, and they constituted a commission of inquiry after the war, in which Britain was represented in the panel or in the committee. The United States and Canada and other major countries that directly or indirectly were in support of the Zuko Nigeria, and they exonerated Gowon and all the war criminals, including Britain. They exonerated them from, you know, committing any crime or atrocity against the Biafran people. And then the hapless Biafrans had nothing to offer at the time because of the circumstances in which they found themselves. But we are the surviving generations, and we cannot leave this swept under the carpet. We have not done something very tangible in that direction. We have not mounted pressure on the British government enough, because we need to organize ourselves, and the time or the moment we begin to do that, they must take notice. We haven't done anything in that direction in a tangible way. And I agree with you that we need to do something.
They should do that. And just like what the Jamaicans did sometime, asking UK to apologize for all the abominations and all the evils meted out to their people, Biafran should do likewise. Ours is more greater compared to what was done to the Jamaicans. Then finally, the American delegates or what, or commissioner or high commissioner or what, or British high commissioner or what, claiming that Nigeria cannot be splitted. If Nigeria won before, they should know that Nigeria was not one and cannot be one. Nigeria is not united and cannot be united. We don't have the same culture. We don't have the same norms and values. We don't dress alike. We don't eat the same thing. We don't speak the same language. How can we come together? Even the Bible said it, that three cannot work together, two or three cannot work together, except they agree. The agreement has never been there. We have never agreed. Therefore, we cannot work together. Let them stop, encouraging evil that cannot solve the problem. The issue is, let us go back to where we are.
Yes.
The evil that started from the beginning that brought Nigeria into existence has always been there. That corruption has yielded to lot and lot and lots of corruptions. It will continue that way. The destiny is to dissolve it. And let us go back to where we are.
They yes, your point. That
and stop misleading the world. Stop making unnecessary statements. Stop saying what they cannot even defend. We are not one. We don't dress alike. We don't eat the same thing. We don't look alike even. We are different.
Exactly. Exactly, my brother. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra, and we are reaching you from London. This is a live broadcast. We are coming to the end of this program. because we are, of course, approaching, it's almost 11:30 p.m. here, and so we must begin to descend. This is the PM edition for this day, the 9th of February 2015. We have reached you from London. And what else can I say? My name is Uchem Afo, and I am at this point signing off. Good night and God bless.
Freedom, and we'll win. Every sound in the building,
positive.
Oh no, I fear from people. Hey. All we need is our freedom. We need our freedom. We want our freedom. We need our freedom. All we need is our freedom. We need our freedom. We want our freedom. We want our freedom. Oh.
Give us Biafra, give us Biafra. 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 Give us Biafra.
Tired of destruction, tired of this killing in this nation. Oh Lord, we're tired of oppression, killing and destruction in this nation. Oh Lord, our leaders they fight long ago, but they no peace succeeded. And now is our time to make it right, cause this is our right. Hey. Ojukwe was a freedom fighter. My fear from people, let's come together, yeah. And fight for our right, fight for our right, fight for our freedom, freedom. We want a peaceful nation, yeah. Be our friends, oh no. All we need is our freedom. We need our freedom. We want our freedom. We need our freedom. All we need is our freedom. We need our freedom. We want our freedom. We want our freedom.
We want to go. May them leave us alone. Them trouble let us go. We say we won't go. May them let us go. Them no one let us go. They kill our people. Over 3 million dead. Oh, them done it to them again. Them come our village. Kill my people. Food inside water. See that kind matter. We said no. One and God for so long. People living in pain. Said no. To one Nigeria, it's better if you go our way. Oh, I talk what I feel it too. I am feeling one. I talk what goes for equal to the task. Oh, we move our friends in the way. I'm getting up. Okwa Biafra, Okwa Biafra, Okwa Biafra, Okwa Biafra.